Come, O Holy Spirit, come. Beautiful prayer. I mean, that sequence we just did is that beautiful prayer of the power and the glory of the Holy Spirit working in the church. And it should echo, when we say those words, it really should echo from our hearts. Come, O Holy Spirit, come. That's a word that should be in prayer on our lips constantly. It's a prayer we should say every day. It's a prayer that we should be saying, come, Holy Spirit. We should be saying, come, Holy Spirit, for our world. Now, of course, we know the struggles and the strifes that exist in our world. And not just in our world today, but have always existed and will always exist. I think people almost assume that the problems we have today are new. They're not. There's always been division and strife and hatred and anger and pain and sorrow in our world. And so we should always be praying for the Holy Spirit to come down upon the world, to lead us and guide us to our Lord, to lead the whole world to following Jesus, that the whole world may come to know Him and may enter into that salvation. And so we pray, come, O Holy Spirit, come. We also pray, come, O Holy Spirit, come for the church. You know, we know that the Holy Spirit is the unifying force within the church. The church exists because of the Holy Spirit. One of the traditions of the church is that Pentecost is the birthday of the church. The church was born on that day when the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles in those tongues of flame. And it led them out to go out and proclaim the good news in all those languages, prefiguring the day when the church would be going out to proclaim the gospel in all the languages as she does today. She goes out throughout the world through the power of the Holy Spirit and proclaims the good news of the church. And she also is given the grace by the Holy Spirit to protect and defend and to teach everything that our Lord said, everything that our Lord taught. That is one of the powers that the Holy Spirit gives to the church, is that we know when she is teaching in the name of our Lord, when the church as a whole is teaching in the name of our Lord, that she is protected from error. That is why we believe, you know, papal infallibility is a part of that. That when he is teaching on matters of faith and morals, the Pope cannot error. He cannot make a mistake. Now, that's not to say the Pope is perfect. There are those who criticize some of the things that our Holy Father has said. There are some of those who have criticized his predecessors for things they have said. And maybe rightfully so, because those were not matters of faith and morals. Those were matters of opinion. The Pope is no more infallible in certain things than I am when it comes to, say, who's going to win the World Series this year. You know, the Pope could stand up there in Rome and say the St. Louis Cardinals are going to win the World Series, which, of course, I would love because I'm a St. Louis Cardinals fan. However, he's no more accurate in that than anybody you'll see on ESPN. He can say that. It doesn't mean he's telling the truth. It doesn't mean he's speaking without error. But in matters where he is teaching on faith and morals, such as encyclicals and things like that, he is speaking as Christ would have him speak through the power of the Holy Spirit. So we pray for the church, especially for our Holy Father. Come, O Holy Spirit, come. We pray, come, O Holy Spirit, come for our diocese and the church throughout the United States. You see, we believe that the bishop is the successor of the apostles. Just as the apostles went out to proclaim the good news of the gospel, our bishop is called to teach and to proclaim the good news of the gospel as well to our diocese. So we pray that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide Bishop Michael, all the bishops throughout the world, but especially our bishop, Bishop Michael, that he be the source of unity, the source of the gospel being proclaimed in our diocese, that he is our leader, that he shows us how to go out and proclaim the gospel. And I think it's especially important that we pray for the Holy Spirit to come down upon this diocese as we are finally seeing a light at the end of the tunnel with these abuse lawsuits. That there will be a settlement, that we will be able to put that horrible mess behind us and move on as a diocese, to move on to once again recommitting ourselves to the proclamation of the gospel, to the growing as disciples. And so we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. We pray, come, O Holy Spirit, come for our parish, that this Holy Spirit may come down upon our parish and be that source of unity among us, that we who come from different backgrounds, different places, different ideas, different philosophies, different political views, may all be united as disciples of Christ. United in, first of all, coming here every Sunday to worship and to receive our Lord, but then also to be united in going out and proclaiming that gospel, as we are called to do. We are called to emulate the apostles in that, that we are to go out and to proclaim. And we are also called, as St. Paul reminds us, that we have different gifts. We are called to different aspects within this parish, within this community. As St. Paul says, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. We have each received the Holy Spirit, and we are called as individuals to use that Holy Spirit, to ask the Holy Spirit to come down upon us. Come, O Holy Spirit, come. That we might recognize our part to play in this parish, in this community. That each and every one of us, without exception, have a role to play. And that we no longer neglect that role, but instead that we embrace it and we go out and we practice it. We go out and we use that gift that we have. And so we pray, come, O Holy Spirit, come. We pray, come, O Holy Spirit, come for our families, for us as individuals, that the Holy Spirit may truly lead and guide us to our Lord. That through the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, which each of us received at our baptisms, may draw us to our Lord. May draw us deeper in prayer. May draw us deeper in our desire to follow our Lord. Deeper in our desire to know more about Him. Deeper in our desire to go out and proclaim the good news of the gospel. Because notice, this call to proclaim the gospel that the whole church has is for everyone in the church. The Pope, the bishops, the priests, the religious, the lay people. Each and every one of us have this call to go out and proclaim the gospel through the power of the Holy Spirit. Each and every one of us have this call to draw deeper as disciples through the power of the Holy Spirit. Each and every one of us have those gifts which have been given to us by the Holy Spirit to build up the church, to build up the body of Christ here on earth. So we pray for all of us, the church, the diocese, our bishop, our priests, ourselves, the world as a whole. Come, O Holy Spirit, come.